WWE, the custody of a child will be determined in a match. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
Hulk Hogan is a jabroni, Hollywood blonde, but my boss, Mr. McMahon, is not jabroni.
Get a worse of time, fool.
Put that cigarette out.
Will you stop?
Woo! What's up, Drunk Marks? Happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to a very special 205 Jive. I'm your designated host. My name is Adam. Who do we have with us today?
This is Eddie, Woozle Wussle.
And this is Scott. Drinking is my business. Business is good.
Business is good.
What businesses are we keeping in business today?
We're both hitting up the White Claw. I got the Raspberry White Claw. Our friend Michelle left it here last weekend during the Rumble.
Her loss, our gain. I'm doing natural lime. We're being some basic white bitches right now. That's how we roll.
I'm about to get white girl wasted.
I'm still polishing off some iron brew, which has now been lasting for several weeks. But so today we are going to go over what in some video packages I have seen him described as the best drinker ever. As to what the context of that is, meaning like just based on the volume that can be put away or just the amount, whatever the translation is, that has been the description. This is about Andre the Giant and the vast amounts of drinks that he can individually put away in sittings or particular sets of time.
Like if Andre was still alive today, this would be his podcast. He was called the world's greatest drunk. Very, ooh, let's pause.
They're
for
very
food.
Hot, so you might want to wait, but okay. I will leave them in there for you.
Ed's wife just brought us pigs in a blanket.
Thank you, June Cleaver.
You were a little hard on the beaver.
Later on tonight, in bed, there will be a pig in a blanket.
Oh!
Yeah, I want a June Cleaver in the streets, Richard Dawson in the sheets.
Wait, Richard Dawson from Total Recall?
No, from Family Feud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You prefer that iteration of Richard Dawson, not Total Recall. I think he was a bigger dick in Total Recall, to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't say he had a bigger dick in Total Recall.
Oh, anyway, you forgot to mention we're doing this episode for a special occasion.
He did say why.
I did.
Oh, you did that? Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, dude. I was going to give you shit.
It's all good.
Adam, this is what happens when your co-host doesn't pay attention.
When your co-host is drunk. Sorry.
But, I mean, he was oogly-eyed over Hot Wife, so, I mean, I'll give you that pass.
No, Hot okay. Dogs.
Hot okay. Dogs.
Hot Wife.
Right.
Well, also Hot Wife. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, like you said, this is for the St. Patrick's Day episode. We are going to go into Andre going fucking crazy.
The world's greatest drunk.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're actually, just to kind of put his drinking endeavors into a real world scenario, they're getting ready to make an action figure of Andre the Giant, and Super 7 is actually making it. Great company, by the way. They do great work, but they're doing one of his hands with a beer
no.
can. You can put the beer can into his hand
and
it's actually to scale with that picture that's so famous of Andre holding a beer
that's
can.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so a cool accessory, but it just goes to show that that is such a well-known picture and story that they're actually putting it into action figure or toy form.
Have you seen that? Do you know what picture he's talking about, Adam?
I know that picture. I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's his hand holding a beer can, and the can goes just from smothered. The top of his hand to the bottom of his hand in his palm.
That's just incredible. Smothered. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that dude could drink. There's a lot of great stories online about him.
And that's where we're going to go over a few of them.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just get started with so I have a few of them that I've found. And this is a really good one. Andre apparently was at a bar. Last call came up. He ordered 40 drinks for last call. Now, I've been in bars and I've ordered like a double or like give me a shot and a beer.
Yes.
Right? And you're there till like 2:25 or whatever.
Yeah.
But 40 drinks?
You stayed there until like 5 a.m.
I mean, well, yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Like, how long does it take? how long does it take Andre to drink 40 drinks?
And if you're the bartender, unless you're a wrestling fan who wants to talk to Andre the Giant, you've got to be fucking pissed.
Right, because you want to go home, right?
You want to go home, but here he's having you line up 40 glasses.
Yeah.
Pour me all these gin and tonics. I'm going to just hang out.
Right, and the story is not that he ordered 40 drinks for 40 people or even 40 for 10 people.
Yeah.
It was 40 drinks for Andre. For him.
Yep.
Right?
Just for him.
Yeah, that's insane.
There was another one when he was doing The Princess Bride. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you read this one. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but Carrie Elwes?
Elis?
Something?
Elias?
Not Elias. See, this has been a good one for your name game that you fucked up on, lost on E. So apparently Andre drank so much one night while filming The Princess Bride that he fell on a guy. And they had to get the police to help roll Andre off of him. He actually injured the dude. There was another time while they were filming Princess Bride that he passed out in the lobby after drinking so much.
Yes.
They put ropes around him instead of trying to get him up to his room. It was almost like a slippery when wet zone. They basically put the ropes around him.
Well, like cones. Like, it was like cones and caution tape, I think. That's a super famous one because it's like, how do you move a giant?
Exactly.
Right? Like, most hotels don't have a forklift on site.
Nope.
What are you going to do? Forklift him up an elevator?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? No, when a giant falls asleep, you know, passes out in the lobby, you leave him there.
Tape him off.
Yeah, that might be my favorite fucking Andre story. I love that one.
Like, if you are a hardcore drunk, your goal should be to fall asleep in a hotel lobby, just passed out drunk, and don't have them move you. Just rope me off. I don't want to be taken to my room. Just put ropes around me and leave me right here.
Is this a dare of some sort, or what are we doing here?
Could be. When are we going to Vegas? Let's do this.
Well, we'll be in Tampa pretty soon.
We will be in Tampa.
Yeah.
This is true.
I in Houston before 25 passed out outside a strip club and a cab driver refused to pick me up.
Oh.
Yeah, Carissa and Chow called a cab. He showed up. He saw me. I had thrown up on my shirt.
Oh.
I had vomit on my sweater already.
Mom's spaghetti.
And he wouldn't let me in the car.
Oh.
And we earlier had made friends with one of the waitresses in the club, and the people of Texas are fucking wonderful.
Nice.
She gave us a ride back to her hotel, and I don't even know how Carissa and Chow found the place. Because this is before, I don't think anyone had an iPhone.
GPS or anything?
Well, no, because this would have been like April 2009, right?
Oh, wow.
So it was like a couple months before the iPhone came out. So like, I don't even know how we found our way back.
That's crazy.
I just woke up the next morning, and she was like, do you remember what you did last night? Fuck.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah, I felt like Andre.
Minus being taped off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Another one was supposedly, because a lot of these are like a bit of legend, right? Like,
urban legends,
Right, like maybe there's a bit of truth to them, but it's been exaggerated over time. Like, who knows? But there's one story that on a flight to Japan, he drank all the vodka on the plane.
Flair told that one, right?
I think so.
Was that the Flair story?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think I believe that one because...
How much vodka can a plane have on it, really?
Exactly, right? Because they have, like, okay, say there are 250 people on the plane, right? I don't think they have a shot per person on there.
No way.
A shot of liquor per person.
No way.
Right?
Maybe two bottles.
Well, maybe to cover half the population or half the amount.
Well, it is a long flight, too.
Right, or, okay, even say they have one airplane bottle per person on the flight. There are 200 people on the flight. Right? But that's one bottle, not one bottle of vodka.
Right.
Now, let's say they have five different types of liquor, so... You've got 40 bottles of each.
Yeah.
I think Andre could drink 40 shots of vodka on the... I think I could do that.
That's a long flight.
Yeah.
So, and with Ric Flair with you, too.
Right.
Because he's a pretty legendary drinker as well. Yeah, I could see them cleaning out a flight. Yeah,
totally. I totally believe that one.
No problem.
Yeah.
There's the other one of him drinking 156 beers.
That's got to be, like, the biggest Andre story of all time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
so much fluid.
Yeah, but he was a giant.
He was a giant. Yeah.
I mean, like, what's the... Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, how many beers... I've probably had 20 beers in a day. Something like that.
Okay.
So, Andre... Oh, my God.
Like, eight times that?
Eight times that.
Could you imagine?
No, it's like six times that. Right? Or... Oh, no, it is like eight times.
It's like eight times.
Yeah, my math is shit. We didn't have Common Core when I was a kid. Whatever the fuck that is.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That one sounds like it might have been blown out of proportion.
But you're not Andre's size. And who knows how quickly he was drinking them. And yeah. 156 beers. Like, that's insane. You drank 20 in a day. And that was a feat in and of itself.
No, not really. You know what I mean? I'm talking like a day like, I don't know, like you're fucking camping or something, right? So you wake up at like noon, you start drinking beers right away, and you drink till like 10 that night.
Okay.
You know, something like that. So like, I don't think that's actually that. I mean, I think a lot of people could do that. Like, I don't think that's really like impressive.
Okay, even think 40.
But
so double what you had that
40,
day.
40, I would be fucked.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, and then to go, okay, four times that.
Okay,
yeah. Like, man, that's a lot to consume. That is just unbelievable to me.
Yeah. I mean, that's why he's a legend.
Totally. And you know? Again, like you said, who knows how much of this has been embellished over the years. You know, stories, they tend to gain a little bit of steam over time and numbers get exaggerated. But with a guy that size and with as many different people have told the stories, Tim White, Ric Flair, you name them, Hogan.
You just have to be open to it.
Well, and let's say it's exaggerated by 50%. He drank 100 beers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's insane, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, that's... She's a bad motherfucker, dude.
That's Goofy Town. So do you want to tell the story about Bad News Brown? Well, previously Bad News Allen until he wrestled Andre the Giant that night and became Bad News Brown.
Yeah, so I just learned of this. So earlier this week we were talking about doing this episode of the podcast, talking about Andre. And Scott said, didn't he shit on somebody? And I was like, I don't know about that. I know he used to Tessa in bathtubs.
Yes.
But I'd never heard of him Tessing onto someone. He sent me a link to an article, and I forget where the article was, but it was like legit. You know what I mean? It wasn't like
it's on a few different sites.
Yeah, but this was like I forget what it was, but it was like a website with like some kind of credential. It was like Vice or something.
Yeah,
you know. And the story was that he was wrestling Bad News Brown in like Tijuana, somewhere in Mexico.
Yeah, they were in Mexico,
and he got sick, which is typical of Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, he probably drank the water.
Something, yeah.
And he also, like, had a lot to drink the night before. And he was doing that spot where he put the dude in the corner and smack his ass into his face. And he, like, diarrhea'd all over Bad News Brown. And you can imagine the diarrhea of a giant, right? Like, this is a massive... It would be like a 5-gallon bucket. What? It would be like, you know when they pour dog food on Roman Reigns? I picture it like that.
Or when you got slimed in Double Dare?
Adam got slimed. None of us got slimed.
I wanted to because, or, I mean, it almost happened.
Right.
Yeah. But it would be the equivalent of that, but instead of slime, it's diarrhea.
Texture.
Yeah, texture. There's a little more texture
shooting
to it.
At you.
Yeah. And that, you're right. That's a lot to come out of a giant. And poor Bad News Brown. Could you imagine, like, you take that spot and all of a sudden, dude... Oh, man. Became a scat film all of a sudden. That's just disturbing. The poor audience that had to watch that go down in the front row.
Well, and then the story was that Bad News, like, escaped through the audience.
Yes, ran into the crowd.
And they didn't know what was going on, and they smelled it.
That man shit himself.
Yeah, they heard, like, yeah, those Mexicans were like, man, I told you we should have gone to the donkey show.
You were saving that one, weren't you?
No, I wrote that one right now.
Well done. Oh my gosh, you shouldn't have drank the water. So disturbing, dude. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that happens. You're sick, you drink, you have a match, stuff goes down. And yeah, he's legendary. He really is. And again, we don't know how many of the stories are true, but what a drinker.
Yeah.
What a drinker. He had the cast of Princess Bride backing him up. They had a lot of the stories, too.
And they're not wrestlers who, like, exaggerate,
exactly.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
There was another one where I read this in Hogan's book, he drank 12 bottles of wine on a bus ride in Japan. So the way Hogan told the story was it was Andre's birthday, he got him a case of wine, it was 12 bottles, which I swear a case of wine is 6 bottles, but maybe I'm wrong. But he got him 12 bottles of wine, they got on the bus... Few hours later, Andre was like, pull over, I gotta go to the bathroom. And Hogan, as a joke, turned around and said something like, Andre, did you finish one of those bottles already? And Andre was like, no, boss, I finished all 12.
Damn.
And he had, like, the case there with the empty bottles in it.
Oh, man. He's like, get me bad news. I've got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that one I believe. I believe that one's true.
Well, they said that he used to drink wine before matches, too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he was lit before 3. He was main event, dude. That's a long time to sit around and wait.
Well, you know, at that point, yeah, that's true. Also, at that point, from what I've heard, he was drinking a lot because he was in a lot of pain.
Yes.
So he's drinking for the pain. I've heard that Andre drank for the pain because he was like, he didn't like drugs for pain. Like, he was not a big medication guy. Like, he would rather just drink to deal with the pain. Which, I think there's a lot of merit in that philosophy.
Yeah, hey, we're numbing ourselves right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, my back's been sore for a little bit. Also, my shoulder's a little fucked up.
Well, you're old.
Yeah. Falling apart.
40 years, man. It's when the needle starts to turn.
Yeah. Another one that I heard, and this one I don't think I believe, is that Andre drank 102 beers 45 minutes before a flight. That one to me sounds like a little much, and I don't... So he had like 45 minutes to catch a flight. He drank 102 beers at the airport.
That's over two beers a minute.
Right.
That does not seem feasible to me.
I could do over two beers a minute for like 5 minutes.
I don't even know if I could do that, dude. That's a lot. Like, that's going to regurgitate on you at some point just from the carbonation. Like, how do you keep that down?
I mean, I've, like, shotgun beer. Maybe we should do an episode where we do that.
Yeah. How many beers until Ed vomits?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
You guys want to hear that? Tweet us and let us know. But, like, say even... here's the way I'm looking at it. Even if he could do that, which I think is just, like, too much even for a giant, I don't think the airport would give you that many beers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because the airport's kind of, like... there's no way he wasn't, like, shit-faced at 100... He would have been shit-faced at like 60 or 70.
Even for standards at that time, airports still had tighter standards.
Yes.
Yeah, he would have been cut off at some point. So that one I don't believe. But most of the other ones, I don't have too hard of a time believing the rest of them.
Yeah, that one is the only one that doesn't sound right to me. Mm-hmm. All the other ones I totally buy.
Definitely. Yeah, the bad news one for sure.
It was Bad News Allen that became Bad News Brown.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, Andre is like, we have huge respect for Andre as the greatest drinker of all time.
The world's greatest drunk.
Yep. And also as like a wrestling personality and
what he did for wrestling. Oh, yeah, we covered him in the Big Man episode.
Yeah, exactly. Like what he contributed to the business. But on a drinking level, he's in a league of his own.
And this drunk wrestling podcast salutes you, sir.
L'chaim to him. So... we don't necessarily want to endorse, hey, try some Andre challenges. Please don't do that. We want you to keep listening to us. So please continue to enjoy this podcast responsibly. Listen responsibly. Watch wrestling responsibly. But by all means, please enjoy yourselves while keeping yourselves safe. In that case... just want to thank you for listening to us. I hope we entertain you on this St. Patrick's Day episode. Please enjoy yourselves and celebrate properly, safely, in any form that you're doing so. With Scott and with Eddie, I'm your designated host, Adam. Just so, again, watch wrestling responsibly. Drink like nobody's watching. Or... drink with somebody watching so that they could get you a ride home to your destination as
no maybe. No get fucking totally shitty
And then Uber
or find the police tape and cones, you know. however your night ends, if wherever you fall asleep, maybe let's see where you end up in the drunk wrestling listening scale, something like that. So let's see, I need to get a refill, but you guys are still polishing off, so in that case, 1, 2, 3, have a good night, y'all.
Salud.